Union Championship action coming thick and fast, I suppose, in Tyrone more than everybody else at the moment. And well, two big games tomorrow in Dungannon. The curtain raiser is, of course, the showcase for The Rock and Tatty Ray. That's the junior final. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first up, of course, as well, you have still to decide who's going to be playing in your county final, Clonoe or Cole Island.
Met in Eden Dark last week and they did a 10-10 draw. Very, you know, a typical local derby. Cole Island led most of the game. Clonoe took the lead in injury time and Cole Island, you know, got an equaliser through Stephen McNally to finish it. You know, Cole Island played most of the game with 14 men after Peter Donnelly got sent off. But Peter got his red card overturned and he's lining out tomorrow. So, you know, another intriguing encounter.
Yeah, it was probably a 50-50 game in everybody's eyes going into it last week, though maybe Cole Island slight favourites.
Well, Cole Island, you know, even for Cole Island to say 45, they've got to 45-50 minutes with 14 men, and that, you know, for late most of the game, you have to give great credit to the conditioning. But no, listen, these two teams, they know each other well. They're big, big rivals, and you know, it's the same championship, but anything can happen.
So yeah, and
wouldn't surprise me if either team gets through to the final to play Killyclacker next Sunday.
Yeah, and of course, as you say, Killyclacker waiting in the wings.
You know, Killyclacker will not be too disappointed, you know, with both teams having to play their opponents having to play the extra game. But, you know, at the same time, games like that will bring you on a whole lot quicker. But, so, listen, either way, we're coming to the conclusion anyway.
Yeah.
No whole lot better at 5 o'clock on the evening.
Yeah, and of course the big one tomorrow for The Rock and for Tatty Ray is that junior final.
Two of the foreign teams going into it. Rock started off the season a bit slowly. They got relegated from intermediate last year after they won the Ulster Junior the year before. I think you were at it as well, Tom. They beat Eurus Noam Beg and it was a good game for about 50 minutes. But no, Rock, plenty of experience. Conor McCreesh, who would have been the main scorer 2014, has probably played a more withdrawn role this year. And the scoring duty has been overtaken by Aidan McGarty. You know, they have some young guys coming through, but they've got plenty of experience coming back now at this time of the year. And for the championship, you know, All-Ireland winner Kieran Gurley is on the subs. Tomorrow, he had an operation at the start of the year, and he's been working towards this. But, and, you know, they'll fancy their chances. But Tatty Ray have led the league from Division 3 from the start of the year. They've been racking up big scores. They have three county minors from last year, all of them in the under-21 panel this year. Captain by Kieran Harkin and his brother Colley, probably been their talisman now for a few years, and leading the line in attack, so it's going to be another interesting encounter.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, a huge day for both clubs. You know, we sometimes tend to focus on senior championships and the bigger guns, but you know, for Tatty Ray in particular and for The Rock, you know, this is a big day.
Oh, well, this is it. Championship finals don't come around very often for, you know, most clubs, and this is, well, as I say, Rock won the junior 2 years ago. But Tatty Ray, this is their first final since 2006, and the last time they were in it, they were beat by a point or two after a replay by Greencastle, and Greencastle went on to win the All-Ireland that year. So, you know, a bit of a missed opportunity for them. But you know, they're looking, Tatty Ray are looking for their first junior title. Rock are well hardened, but listen, it's still a special day for these clubs, and